Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 6 years now, we've been asking the franchisepreneurs one-on-one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, and I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and we have a great show today. The Mr. Handyman franchise opportunity recently announced from December 1st of 2012 until March 31st of 2013, any new owner who has signed a franchise agreement will be eligible to participate in their accelerated launch program, which offers a cash infusion of up to $20,000 to help get their business up and running. We're going to be speaking with the president of Mr. Handyman Franchise, Alex Roberts, and that's coming right up on Franchise Interviews. So stick around because we got a great show.
Are you one of those special people who are willing to go after your dreams and goals? Are you ready to fulfill that dream of owning your own business with the security of a proven brand? The opportunity to take control of your future and own a Rita's Italian Ice franchise is within your reach.
Rita's is seeking success-oriented individuals who are ready to make a change in their life, and Rita's offers unparalleled training and support to assure your success. And did you know, the frozen treat industry is a recession-proof industry, and there are Rita's in 23 states currently with 540 stores open. Rita's Italian Ice has been around for 25 years and is listed as a top-performing franchise by the Wall Street Journal.
Now here's the really good part. Rita's Italian Ice is a unique and amazing taste treat. It's smoother than a snow cone, and it combines ice with real fresh fruit. The real fruit adds dramatically to the taste, and it comes in over 40 flavors. The ice and fruit are mixed on site and made fresh daily, and it is delicious.
You'll want to know more about this exciting and successful franchise opportunity. Go to www.ownaritas.com and get all your questions answered. That's www.ownaritas.com to take control of your dreams and future today. You don't want to wait any longer to be a part of this adventure. www.ownaritas.com.
Franchisers, are you looking to reach aspiring entrepreneurs looking to buy a franchise? Are you looking to reach a highly educated audience on franchising? For over 6 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews as well as get tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising. Our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys, and our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919. That's 610-905-2919.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 6 years now, we've been asking the franchisepreneurs one-on-one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott. I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and we have a great show today. The Mr. Handyman franchise opportunity recently announced from December 1st of 2012 until March 31st of 2013. Any new owner who has signed a franchise agreement will be eligible to participate in their accelerated launch program, which offers a cash infusion of up to $20,000 to help get their business up and running. And today we're meeting with the president of Mr. Handyman franchise, Alex Roberts. Hey, Alex, how you doing today?
Great, Marty. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Alex. I'm really excited to have you on the show today and talk about this accelerated launch program. We would like to start off asking our guests, where are you calling from today, Alex?
I'm in Ann Arbor, Michigan, so it's
nice.
Another beautiful day in Ann Arbor. Lots of snow on the ground and freezing rain, and my kids are home because it's a snow day because of the
okay.
icy roads.
There you go. It's the same thing here, actually, in Pennsylvania, except we had delayed openings today. So
yeah.
I think it's a little colder
than
you are.
We could be out in that Yeah, we could be out in that blizzard out in the Northeast.
That's true. That's true. Things can always be worse, right? You guys have a great franchise opportunity. I've been following Mr. Handyman for a long time, so I'm very familiar with the franchise concept. Maybe you could talk a little bit about the history of the company.
Yeah, well, Mr. Handyman's been around since 2001 as a franchise, and, you know, it really came about because, you know, reality of the situation is in the home improvement industry, it's very difficult for people to find people that want to come out and do the smaller jobs and do them well and, you know, guarantee the work and provide excellent customer service and that type of thing. And so Dave Lavelle, who is the founder of Mr. Handyman, he was out in the Boston area, you know, started this as a independent company and built it up to a large business serving the entire Boston metro market, but Dave, being the entrepreneur that he is, wanted to take it to you know, bigger heights and franchise the model, and he partnered with Service Brands International, which is our parent company here, back in 2001, and launched it as a national franchise, and we've been off and running ever since, and celebrated you know, our 10-year anniversary back in 2011, and going on year 12.
That's great. That's great. I mean, and the 10 years, it's always a nice milestone in franchising, too, isn't it, Alex? You know, from what I understand, is you're hitting that 10-year point.
It is. You know,
that was a big thing.
Yeah, one of the things, too, is our franchise agreements are 10-year terms, and so it's wonderful now that we're, every year we're having, you know, several franchise owners that are coming through that cycle of celebrating 10 years in the franchise system, and they're renewing their franchise agreements for another 10 years, and it's, you know, it's a wonderful story.
That's fantastic. How do you describe, like, if you guys were at a franchise show, Alex, I mean, how do they typically describe the Mr. Handyman franchise opportunity when someone comes up to the booth and the typical question is, so what do you guys do? How do they typically respond?
Right. Well, the big thing that we always have to hit up right at the beginning is that our franchise owners are not handymen. You don't need to be handy. You don't need to know how to turn a screw or pound a nail. You know, it's an executive level executive management business. And our franchise owners are handling the marketing and advertising. They're hiring and training and managing their customer service representatives who are answering the phone and booking the jobs, as well as their technicians who are out in the field doing the actual handyman work. So, and then the third thing is they're working with the customers, delivering excellent customer service. And then, of course, as any small business owner, you also need to be involved in your community. Networking and getting involved in you know, programs that are going to help expand your brand and also lead to referrals and other networking type leads for your business. So so it's a again, executive level management type business, but we're in an industry where there's just you know, I guess unorganized competition is the way we like to refer to
it.
So We put the professional stamp and the professional organization on a fragmented industry, and you know, where we really have followed the model of our sister company Molly Made, that did the same thing 25 years ago in the home cleaning industry, where again a very fragmented, independent, dominated business.
Right.
And homeowners, when people open up their home and they give the key to somebody in their home, they want to know that that's a trusted individual, and people's homes are their biggest investments, and
right.
they. Want to maintain and upkeep those homes. So the demand for our services, you know, everybody's got that honey-do list that, that has, you know, several items on it that need to get done, that typically last, you know, are on that list longer than need to be. So we've got that pent-up demand and a needed service where people don't have the time, the tools, and the talent to do these things, and they're ready and willing to hire it out.
That's true. And guys like myself who have two left hands, I can't tell you how many jobs I've tried attempted to do on my own, Alex, and I've just made more damage than I should have just called Mr. Handyman in the first place.
Right. When you say that, we do a tremendous amount of repair work after, you know, the homeowner starts to do a project themselves and they realize I'm in over my head or they make it worse. I can tell you that's a very common thing for us to come in and do is to fix some of those mistakes that people have made in their own home.
It's a wonderful service. I was reading not long ago about the accelerated launch program, and I was thinking, you know, maybe you could tell a little bit, you know, about how it works and who can benefit from it.
Sure. Yeah. One of the things that we you know, as we looked at our strategy here for 2013 and wanting to get you know, a good head start to the year, because you know, for us, we do have some seasonality in our business that, you know, spring cleaning, or, you know, that's when people come out of hibernation, they're ready to do lots of home improvement projects inside and out in March and April. And, you know, we really wanted to, every year we typically have a lot of people that are in our Right Start training program ready to get going and trained in our February or March classes so they can hit the ground running with the spring influx of leads. And so as we looked at that, and we looked at our business model and said, hey, you know, we really want to get these businesses rolling as fast as possible. And so we put together what we call the Accelerated Launch Program, as you mentioned, ALP, as we refer to it here. And we're taking $20,000 of that initial franchise fee that we collect, the $49,900 that we collect up front. We're going to take $20,000 of that, and over the first 12 months in business, we're going to reinvest it in their franchise in business building activities. And so this isn't in place of their working capital that they're already bringing to the table.
Right.
They still need to bring that same working capital. They still need to, you know, hit the ground running with that marketing plan and the operational programs that need to be in place. However, we're going to boost it with another $20,000, and so we'll do supplemental marketing plans to complement what they're already doing. We may, you know, use that money to invest in the use of the call center or, you know, some of the different operational things that are already going on in our business. And so we're going to look at their business plan as we do with every franchisee. We put together a 12-month and a 24-month financial plan and a 12-month marketing plan right out of the gate. And we'll see where they are with their investment, and then we'll take, I guess, as I said, the additional resources and plug them into their business so we can help, you know, get their lead flow up quicker, get their efficiencies, their operational efficiencies in place, and help them, you know, get their cash flow going as quick as possible so they can really benefit right out of the gate.
Which is great. I mean, investing, of course, in the first year, because, you know, I've always understood that, of course, the first year being, I guess, the most challenging year too, Alex, yes?
Mm-hmm. It is, yeah. I mean, I don't know if you're a fan of Joe Matthews, but Joe is a good friend of mine.
Sure.
Known for years.
Joe's been on the show. Yeah, he's fantastic, yeah.
I imagine he has. But, you know, he refers to that first 18 months as the grind stage.
Yes.
And, and there's no question, you know, people come out of the franchise recruitment process and doing their due diligence, and they're usually on an emotional high when they buy the franchise, and they're just so excited to get going. And then once you begin the training and you get into it, you realize, boy, this is a lot of hard work. And it's, you know, you're getting out there. And the wonderful thing is we've got, you know, the proven systems and the things in place that make it a heck of a lot easier than if you were trying to do things on your own. You've got a brand behind you. You've got a powerful website. You've got, you know, all the systems in place. You've got hundreds of other franchisees to lean on for support and everything else. But at the same time, any business owner is going to tell you, you know, that there's hard work involved in getting a business launched, and rightfully so. If it was easy, everybody'd be doing it, right?
Absolutely.
But yeah, so it's a grind that first year, 18 months to go through the, you know, the acquiring or the acquisition of your initial customers, because typically the markets you come into, you don't have that brand recognition and presence unless there are neighboring owners in the area. But it takes time to build that customer base, and it costs money to build that customer base. It takes time to build your team of employees, and, you know, out of the gate, you don't always, you know, have the first people you hire aren't always with you for life, and it takes time to, you know, to build that cohesive team and everything else, and, you know, the things that we're going to do to help, you know, again, acquire more customers faster, to help them build their team of employees by providing them with the opportunities to produce more jobs and that, all those things out of the gate are going to help help them get through that grind stage faster and make it a lot more palatable.
That's well said. What have been the results for the Accelerated Launch Program so far? I mean, when I first read about it, Alex, I said, wow, I said, you know, this is a really great program. So what have been the results so far?
Well, we actually are just beginning.
Okay.
You know, we just launched it in December as a promotion in our franchise development piece. So all of the candidates
right.
that were in our pipeline looking at buying the franchise, you know, became one of those caveats to say, hey, if you close by March 31st,
right,
we're going
right.
to provide this piece back in there. So we've since that time, we've closed three new franchise agreements with an owner in San Antonio, Texas, one right here in our hometown of Ann Arbor, Michigan, and another one in Long Island, New York, that are all in the training process and will be training in the next couple of months and then launching their business. We still have another Meet the Team Day at the end of this month and two more scheduled in the beginning of March already. So, you know, we expect to have half a dozen folks that have taken advantage of that program, and come March, April, we'll be beginning that cash infusion. And you'll have to have me back on the show later the year or beginning of next year. I can tell you how it helped benefit those early those early launches.
That would be fantastic. What characteristics do you look for in your franchisees, Alex?
Yeah, you know, that's a real good question. And, I think as I mentioned before, and I think it's a bit of a myth is, people think that, all of our owners need to be handy. And, count on one hand the people that have actually come from the constructions or trade industry. The biggest thing we look for are people that are goal-oriented, that are tenacious, that have a personal energy level that they're going to invest in launching their business. The second thing is great leadership skills, and as I mentioned, as a business owner, you're dealing with people all day long. You're dealing with your employees, you're dealing with your customers, you're dealing with other business owners and networking, and so those folks that have that strong strong communication skills and great leadership skills, to get your employees to believe and share the same passion you have for the business, to get them to go out and deliver that excellent customer service that is going to create those raving fans that are going to come back and utilize your services time and time again and refer you to their friends and neighbors and relatives. So tenacity, leadership, the other big thing, we look for in the owners as well is, their willingness to invest, financially, to invest properly in the business. And, it's one thing that, when you look at why businesses fail, one of the big reasons is undercapitalization or, expectations that weren't set that, I can get into this for $49.9. Well, that's the initial fees up front, but you still need to have an additional $60,000 to $70,000 in working capital that you're going to put into the marketing plan and your lease of your vehicles and your employee payroll and things that you need to invest in until you get that business up and running. So, getting having the appropriate resources out of the gate as well is something that we need to make sure they're in place before we approve any franchisee in our system.
That's well said. What happens once they decide they like you and you like them, Alex, and then they decide to become a franchisee? What's the training like after that point?
Yeah, I mentioned the term right start before, and that's what we call our pre-training. When I say pre-training, that's before they come to the home office for that training.
Okay.
So the day they sign their franchise agreement, they enter our right start program, and we've got a new business manager that now becomes their main point of contact, and it's about a 6-week process that we go through right start, and that's setting up your corporation, getting your business account set up, getting your financial plan, as I mentioned, that 12 and 24 month financial plan in place, building your 12 month marketing plan. It's ordering your materials that you need for your business, from the vehicles to the little things like invoices and letterhead and thank you notes and all those types of little things that go along with it. But they go through that right start, which is there's a lot of online training modules that they go through for education information. We have obviously a very comprehensive set of operational manuals, marketing manuals, IT manuals, those types of things. So it's basically like going to school on Mr. Handyman. And so we lead you through that 6-week process. And then at that point, once you've completed all those initial things, you come to Ann Arbor, Michigan for a 5-day week-long training at the home office, and now this is more classroom-style training where we teach our owners how to run this business and how they deliver the service, how they manage their employees, how they utilize our software, how they maximize their marketing dollars, all that type of stuff in the home office training. And then after that week, they go out and they do what we call our field training center. And they spend 3 days with one of our existing franchisees who's been certified to act as a field training center. And now they take everything they've learned in that sterile home office environment and now get to go see it in action in a real, mature, well-oiled business. And so they'll get on the phone and they'll answer calls and they'll book appointments. They'll go out with the technician and shadow them. They'll follow the owner around to networking events and chamber of commerce meetings and other things like that, as I mentioned, that you know the owner typically does. And so now they get to see it all in live action. And then at the completion of the field training center, they head back to their market. And it's typically timed so that their marketing is going to be hitting within the next week or two. They've already lined up the interviews for their initial technicians and finalized the hiring piece. And the phone starts to ring, and it's game on.
Wow, it's a lot of training and a lot involved. You know, it's fantastic. Is there such a thing as a typical day for a franchisee, Alex? I'm sure all days are a little different.
Yeah, that's one of the nice things about our business is that it's never dull. With our business model, our average job is about 4 hours long. We love those ones that are 8 hours that you're in the same home all day long with your technician, but that's not every customer. So it's typically about a half a day. As I mentioned, we do all kinds of jobs for customers, and so for a franchise owner, your day typically starts the same way. In the morning, you're getting your technicians off to their first jobs, their first appointments. And this is typically done actually the day before. They're getting their dispatched where they need to go. But you're as the owner checking in to make sure they're on their way. And that the day is starting off on the right foot. And then it's typically the owners are typically in their office till about 10:30, making sure that everything is on schedule for the day and lining up things for the afternoon. And then the owners get out in the field. They don't go to every job every day, but we want them to visit at least a job or two a day. And they'll stop in and see a technician and visit with that customer. And that's a big part of it. Like, homeowners are very impressed. They say, wow, the owner of the company took time out of his day to stop in and make sure my project was going well. And so it's meaningful to them. But also it's a great opportunity for upselling, upservicing, as we call
right.
it, where you're in the home. Hey, Mrs. Smith, while Joe's putting in that ceiling fan today, is there anything else we can do for you? I'd be happy to take a walk around with you. Here's our home services checklist of the most common things we do. As I walked up, I noticed your screen door doesn't close properly and the gutter's hanging off the roof.
Right.
Those are things we can do for you today. So that's one of the things, being out in the field. But the other thing is modeling that behavior for your technician, because you want your technicians to see how you go about doing that and how you interact with the customer so that they do it when you're not on the job site. And they're able to really help those customers solve the need. And you're already in the home. They've paid for you to come out. It's a lot cheaper for them to just extend it an hour than to set up another appointment another day to come out. And so that's one of the things they do. Then the owners are, typically, again, getting out, as I mentioned, doing some networking, so calling on. We do about 20% of our revenue comes from commercial business, 80% from the in-home, residential thing. So they're going out to restaurants and retail shops and other small business owners, as I mentioned, and drumming up relationships that are going to lead to commercial business, and building strategic alliances with other companies like roofers or plumbers or pest control companies, people that go in and do things. They might make a mess or after they've completed their job, there's handyman work to be done afterwards. And so we want to be on their speed dial or they can refer us, for jobs once they've finished things. And then the afternoon is there's typically some juggling of the schedule for your technicians in terms of depending on what time they finish their morning job and what customers you have that are remaining that have a small job or a larger job to assign the right technician to the right job and get out to complete the day's activities and that. So that's pretty much a typical day, but as you've said before, there's every day is a little different and a lot of different things going on as a mystery handyman owner.
Well, that's well said. And so, in your background, I thought it'd be great to answer this question for our listeners, Alex, is what advice would you give to aspiring entrepreneurs looking to buy a franchise? As you know, there's just so much out there today, and many of our listeners just don't even know where to begin. So what would you say to them?
Right. Yeah, I mean, it certainly begins with your due diligence, that you're going to spend, if you're looking to invest in a business that's going to be your livelihood, and so take the time to really do your due diligence on the industry. Is is the demand there by the consumer? What's the competition like?
Right.
How does this company differentiate themselves from the competition? You know, for me, in our industry, it all comes down to customer acquisition, and so understanding, does that company have a very comprehensive marketing customer acquisition marketing plan? Are they ahead of the curve as it relates to an online presence, and are they in the game as it relates to social and social media and local optimization and mobilizing their sites as everybody's on their phones and iPads and tablets as they're looking for service providers and they're reading reviews and all that stuff. So is that company primed and on top of things that's going to help you with your business acquire those customers. I guess it really ultimately comes down to doing your homework and making sure that the industry and the company you're with is going to give you the opportunity to really excel and put you ahead of the competition. And the other thing too is the passion for the business. And as I mentioned before, with us, people don't have to be handy. I would say that a lot of our owners do have, have dabbled in home improvement projects. They were never a professional. They might have been an accountant or, in marketing or in something else, but have been weekend warriors and that. And so they have an interest in that. And, I think that helps to a certain degree that you can talk the talk a little bit with your customers and your technicians. And believe me, once you're in it for a while and you have customer requests and you see different jobs, you learn real quickly what a lot of the industry jargon and things like that. But any business you're looking at, it does help to have an interest in that the core service that you're providing as well. But I can tell you, one of our top owners in the system is a guy who was a screenwriter out in Los Angeles and never turned a screw in his life, but just he could never find anybody to come to their home to do these projects. All of their friends just complained all the time, does anybody do a good handyman? And, that was what drove him to, to start looking at this business. And, today he's got a $1 million franchise in Southern California. And so it's, again, if you have any, but his biggest thing, he's got passion for customer service. And he doesn't, care or know the first thing about fascia board and, crown molding and things like that, but he knows how to handle people. He knows how to motivate his employees. He knows how to deliver exceptional customer service, and that's what he's built his business on. And that's a big piece of our model is that delivering of the excellent customer service.
Wow, that's a great example. So, being that you're the president, I could ask you, what's in the future then for Mr. Handyman? I mean, if you had a crystal ball and was like looking 3 to 5 years down the road, Alex, what's next?
Yeah, well, a couple things. With any business, you're always looking for, that additional market share, additional revenue that you can acquire. And for us, we're in the home doing these small jobs on a regular basis. And what we do is we gain the trust of these customers. We gain the trust of these homeowners. If we show up when we say we're going to show up, we're in a branded vehicle with a uniformed tech who's had a background check, has been drug tested. We guarantee our work. Again, we're insured, that type of thing. And so the homeowner knows you, trusts you, and wants you out there. But, most homeowners have several items, as I mentioned, their to-do list. But then there's also, updates to the bathroom or putting in new cabinets in the kitchen or, maybe finishing out the basement that's unfinished at this point. And up to this point, we've really stayed away from what we call larger projects, longer projects or larger projects.
Right.
And somebody wants a bathroom remodel, it was, we really don't do that. Why don't you call a contractor? And, but what we do every day is we replace toilets every day. We replace vanities. We replace sinks and faucets. We've set shower tubs. We typically do those and have done those things for years, but we have never done them all together. Why not? And it was because we never provided the tools and the training and the resources to our franchisees to, our model is time and materials. So they're charging by the hour. And when somebody wants a bathroom redone, they're not going to say, oh, you're $88 an hour? Okay, just give me a bill at the end. They want to know, is this going to be $2,500 or is this going to be $25,000?
Right.
And so we We just hired, it's been a year now, we hired a construction management gentleman who's got a background in custom home building and remodeling that's come in and has spent this past year building the toolbox of resources and training programs for our owners to be able to go out and properly estimate these jobs and how to profitably produce these jobs. And so we see our owners being able to, again, we're not changing our model. Our core model is still that time and materials, 2-hour to 2-day jobs in the home. But, you know, if we can continue to delight these customers and provide services on some larger projects that are going to, you know, bump up the revenue for our franchisees, that's one area that we're putting a focus on as a system and see our owners certainly doing a lot more of those types of projects. And then the other piece I mentioned a little bit before was the commercial versus residential business. And one of the other things that I did last year when I took over as the president of the company was hired a commercial development manager and somebody that's working with our franchisees from a local level to educate them on how to go about acquiring this business. There's different service levels required when you're dealing with commercial businesses. Generally in restaurants and retail stores, they need things done right away. They can't live with a dressing room door that doesn't work or, you know, a kitchen tile that's out, you know. So you need to be able to service those clients in a shorter time frame. There's just different protocol that needs to go on with those programs. So training the owners on how to go about doing that and then establishing the relationships with national service providers that are going to push work down to our local franchisees. And so we've had great benefits from that this year already. However, we're just scratching the surface, I believe, as far as what really is available in that marketplace. So we're continuing to really kind of open up that market share from, you know, the blinders on of, you know, residential home repair and maintenance to, you know, residential and commercial, smaller and larger projects. And when I say larger, we're not going to put a new wing on somebody's home or build an addition. But it's the bathroom remodel. It's a, you know, kitchen makeover. It's a bath or basement finish, that type of thing, as opposed to, you know, large scale remodeling.
Wow, that's fantastic. What's the best way for our listeners to get more information on becoming a franchisee, Alex? Is there any particular websites they should go to, any numbers they should call?
Absolutely. www.MrHandymanFranchise.com is okay. our franchise development website, and 1-800-289-4600 is our toll-free number that will connect you right with our franchise development department that can begin the due diligence process as you look into the Mr. Handyman franchise.
That's fantastic. And I want to thank you again, Alex. It's great to finally have you on the show, and I'd really like to invite you back next year as we watch this accelerated launch program. I think it's going to be fantastic for you guys.
Great. Well, I really appreciate you having me on, and all the best to you the rest of the year.
Thanks so much, Alex. And we'll be right back with more franchise interviews.
Franchise Interviews. For over 6 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews as well as get tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising. Our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys. And don't forget to listen to our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919. That's 610-905-2919.
Need a business loan? Talk to Diamond Financial Services, the experts in franchise financing nationwide. Whether you're looking to start a franchise, acquire an existing franchise, or expand your territory through opening new locations, Diamond Financial stands by your side start to finish. From pre-qualification to packaging and presenting your application to securing a financial commitment and through the loan closing process, Diamond Financial is there. While you're waiting, thousands of others are making their financial dreams come true. Don't wait any longer. Pre-qualify now by completing a confidential, no-obligation financial analysis. Let's face it, traditional banks just aren't in the business of financing small business. At Diamond Financial, we specialize in securing franchise loans from $100,000 to $3 million and equipment leasing up to $150,000. Let us help you get started. Go to www.franchisefunding.net or call 877-508-2274. That's franchisefunding.net, 877-508-2274.
Hi, everyone. This is Marty McDermott, the president of Franchise Interviews, and welcome to another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising, Reach podcast you get to hear, a great quote in franchising. You know, Don and I have been hosting Franchise Interviews now almost 6 years, and during that time, we've had some incredible quotes on the show. Today, you're going to get to hear from Lauren Stock Cohen, who is a veteran of the franchise industry, who first franchised Great American Cookies 33 years ago. He became the first ever franchisee inducted into the International Franchise Association Hall of Fame, and you're going to get to hear from him right now.
Yeah, I like it. Let's do it.
What was it that made you decide to go into franchising, Doc? I mean, again, you had, you know, a couple different choices, I guess, at that time of your life. What was it about, you know, becoming a franchisee?
Well, I had been part of other startups, and I knew just how difficult it was to begin a concept. So let's just say I had wanted to be Doc's Cookies.
Mm-hmm.
I could have done that. I could have said, all right, right, well, now I've got to develop a recipe. I've got to do my marketing program. I've got to get the financing. I've got to do an operations manual. I got to figure out how to do it. I got to figure out where the locations ought to be. And your franchising, a lot of that's done for you already. A franchise provides a concept that's been proven and tested. Somebody else has done all that work. The systems are typically in place and have been revised over time to prove that they can be successful, and
uh-huh.
It was just a great way to go.
Question I've been dying to ask you is, what's changed in franchising? I mean, you've been involved in it for such a long time now. What are some of the biggest changes that you've seen, Doc, over that time?
Well, there have been a number of them. I think probably the most significant is the level of sophistication of the franchisee today, as opposed to when I went into it. And you know, I don't think I'm the most unsophisticated person in the world, looking mm-hmm. back. But I really went into this without doing sufficient homework, and so as I said, a lot of this was luck back then. Today, franchisees are much more likely to have very strong legal advice, very strong financial advice, are familiar with things like business plans. I didn't know what a business plan was when I went into business. I had no idea what a business plan was. And today's franchisees are much more knowledgeable about those things. And today, franchisees are more likely to be multi-unit and multi-brand.
Right.
That's something that has changed significantly over the years, is that today you find franchisees like myself, in fact, that operate multiple brands and sometimes across different companies. So, you know, we have two brands in our for my own franchisor, and then I operate mm-hmm. actually three other concepts.
Wow, it's interesting. Are you surprised about the number of franchise systems and the number of industries that are now franchising, Doc? I mean, when you first got into this, you know, going back 33 years ago, I mean, there weren't as many systems, there weren't as many industries. I guess it might have been maybe a little easier to get into franchising because it seems like there's so many choices and so many industries today. Are you surprised at the number of systems and industries?
No, not at all. I mean,
no.
It's funny because 33 years ago, I was thinking, oh my gosh, how do I get to be a franchisee? You must really have to know somebody to get
yes.
one of these franchises. And what I think's happened over the years is that as franchising has grown, people have recognized that it's such a great way to grow a business. So you have an entrepreneur who has this great idea, and and the entrepreneur develops the idea and sees it bloom, and it gets, he or she gets going with it, and it's really fantastic. And then somebody else sees it and says, "Gee, you know, that's a great idea. I'd like to do it." And you know, as an entrepreneur, you may be sitting there with limited capital, and you say, "Well, yeah, I can teach you how to do this," and you really get excited about the prospect of teaching someone else how to do the business that you've developed and grown. And I think that's what's exciting about franchising. And that's why I think, for one reason anyway, why franchising has grown. It's a great way for an entrepreneur to get more rapid growth of a concept that that he or she has developed.
Thanks, everyone, for listening, and we'll see you again soon with another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising from Franchise Interviews. Take care, everyone.